And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up on our show tomorrow, Alexei Navalny's leadership of the opposition to Vladimir Putin cost him his life. His death has turned the world's attention to those like his wife, Yulia, who are trying to overthrow Putin's dictatorial regime. And on the next Midday tomorrow, longtime Russia watcher Paul Starobin will talk about his new book, Putin's Exiles, Their Fight for a Better Russia. That's on the way tomorrow. And joining me now is Heidi Daniel. She has been the CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library since 2017. And next month, she will become the executive director of the King County Library System in Washington State. And she joins me in Studio A. It's good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too, Tom. And great to be here.
Congratulations on the new appointment.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And also joining us is Darcelle Graham. She has been with the Pratt Library for 25 years. They hired her when she was 12. She serves as the Vice President of Public Services, and she has been appointed interim CEO of the library while a search is conducted for a permanent successor to Heidi Daniel.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you both. So tell us about the new job, Heidi.
Well, so I'll be going to King County, Washington, which is a library system that has 50 locations surrounding Seattle. So Seattle's in King County, but it has its own library system. And the suburban area around Seattle has 50 locations. It's a fairly large geographic area, between 900 and 1,200 employees. And so I will be taking over that library system as their executive director CEO.
And with 50 branches, Darcelle Graham, how does that compare to the Pratt system? How many branches we have here?
We have 22, so it's twice the size of our branches here in Baltimore.
Yeah, a lot more libraries. Yeah. And you have, your career has taken you all over the country. I mean,
yes.
You started in Oklahoma, you were in Texas, you were in Ohio.
Yep.
Now you're here in Maryland for 7 years and out in Washington. What's the appeal to you of the system out there in Washington?
You know, the appeal was that it's a large system. It has a lot of the qualities I look for in a library system. It's really beloved and well used by the community. It has incredibly high circulation. So it just was recently like the third highest circulating ebook system in the world. It's got a huge user base that uses it actively.
E-books.
And loves it.
E-books. This is a place where tech is big.
Sort of big. Yeah, Microsoft headquarters falls into my territory. So it's definitely a tech-friendly community, which I also really like and appreciate. It's got a lot of the challenges of library systems throughout the country that I'm well-versed in, and it's got a lot of assets as well. They're going to be looking at some funding challenges potentially in the next few years that I think I'm well equipped to help with. And they're just a really well-positioned library system that I think that I could take and move to the next level of what that community needs.
Heidi Daniel is the outgoing CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library System. Darcelle Graham is with us as well. She's the interim CEO of the Pratt Library. And Darcelle, when it comes to circulation, it turns out that there's been a big uptick in the number of books checked out at the Pratt libraries in the entire system. I mean, the user base is growing. It's quite something. So tell us about what the numbers are looking like recently.
So we've seen a large return of customers since the pandemic. With our very invigorating programs, I'm sure you're aware of, and thank you for helping us and participating in those. We've seen a large number of customers come back in our buildings, which have in turn increased our usage over the last 3 years, more than and preceding the pandemic, actually.
Yeah, it's higher than pre-pandemic, so that's
higher than pre-pandemic.
And it's books, too,
it's
isn't
books
it?
It's books and...
It's e-books.
It's e-books, databases, some of our non-traditional library things. We call the Library of Things, sewing machines, calculators, instruments, all of those things.
Yeah. More people. Yeah. More interesting people. Stuff. Yeah. And Heidi Daniel, I mean, you've been here 7 years. You've had a big impact. You were here when the new building was, unveiled. We actually did a show midday from the new Pratt Library. What year was that? I'm now blanking on what the year
was. It was 2019.
19.
Yeah,
so, pre-pandemic, of course. So that was obviously a big accomplishment. What are the other things that you you know, list among the things that you're happy you were able to accomplish here at the Pratt?
Well, the things that I'm most proud of are things that have a lot of direct impact on our communities that use us heavily and the communities as a whole. So I'm, you know, going back to when I first started, within the first year, we removed fines as a major barrier. We went fine free. We were on the early cusp of that. Now it's fairly common for libraries, but we were really on the early side, and that brought back immediately around 13,000 customers that we had lost due to the fact that they couldn't pay long overdue fines. So we were just from the very beginning focused on removing barriers of access and increasing that usage base. In 2019, we actually saw a 9-year high in usage. We expanded our hours in 2018 to 6-day-a-week service, which I'm very proud of, and expanded our evening hours at Pennsylvania Avenue, at Central, and at Southeast Anchor Library, and made sure we had at least 2 evenings a week at the rest of our neighborhood libraries, thanks to federal funding from our state legislator that helped us do that. So I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of opening the Central Library. We've renovated Hamden. I'm proud that we have managed to secure American Rescue Plan funding to renovate the computer spaces inside our branches. One of the things when I was interviewing early on that I talked to the board about wanting to do was really look at new ways for us to address our infrastructure challenges. Pratt has massive infrastructure challenges, and we can't approach it in a really traditional, the city will give us capital and we will build new buildings way, because there's so much infrastructure need in Baltimore City. Yeah, we're hardly the only
agency. And you have 22 branches, but they're 22 old branches.
They're 22 old branches.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, we have a stock that's over 100 years old, which is amazing and incredible. So we have these amazing buildings that you know, we really have to invest in, but we knew we were going to have to be creative. So we have American Rescue Plan funding. We're now, Walbrook is closed because we're redoing that computer space. We did a private redo and remodel of the Pennsylvania Avenue branch. And we're about to build our first new library in 15 years in Park Heights. I'm really proud of that work, because when I started 7 years ago, I was told you have to build a new library in Park Heights and there's no funding for it, but, you know, let's figure it out. So we did. So I'm really excited that that's going to be happening as well. I think just stabilizing the system to be a long cherished resource for this community, which, I mean, has been amazing to work with. I've rarely do CEOs get the opportunity to work in cities where the system is as critical and as beloved as the Pratt is. So that's just been a complete joy. But, you know, we've just seen increased usage as a result of all of these changes, resulting in our 12-year high in circulation this year. We've revamped how we did collection. We thought about it. I'm really proud of a lot of the internal work we've done as well. Restructured a lot of our teams, been really thoughtful about it. Darcel has come up through the ranks during my 7 years here, and I think is such an amazing leader. I'm really proud of working with her. And so I think that I'm walking away with Pratt positioned to renovate several branches. We're going to have a new library in Johnson Square. We're looking at different funding models. The Johnson Square branch will be at the basement of an apartment building. We're looking have the same model happening in Washington Village. That's going to get a new branch. So I think the person who follows me is going to be really well positioned to amp up the work to a whole new level in future years. So
and Darcel, you're going to serve as the interim CEO until
yes.
a new person. And as I understand it, you are not applying for the permanent job.
No.
So you're going to just keep the ship from sinking for a while, but also overlooking, you know, and overseeing some really important projects that Heidi got started. When it comes to these new branches, like the one in Park Heights, mm-hmm. when you're starting from scratch, you're at zero, going to 100. Libraries are so different now than they used to be. They're different than even when Heidi came 7 years ago, because folks go to the libraries for much more than just checking out books. How do you approach that challenge of, you know, the next gen of libraries in places like Park Heights?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. So we like to take a step back and take a human-centered approach. So we literally ask the community what they want. and what they want to see in their library. And it's always things that they are used to, and then we lean in and provide an innovation, right? And so it is both and. It's what they want and what they're accustomed to and what they're used to seeing in their traditional library systems, and what we know is innovative, what we know is the next step, what we know is the future of access. And that includes AI and all the new technology that Heidi helped champion for Baltimore. So I'm really excited about the next year and all these new building projects, mm-hmm. and definitely excited about helping to look for a national search for a new CEO and helping to champion that person into the Pratt system.
Darcel Graham is the interim CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. Heidi Daniel is the outgoing CEO of the Enoch Pratt Library. She'll take over the King County system in Washington State next month. We will have more about the future of the Pratt Library with Heidi Daniel and Darcel Graham on the other side of a quick break. I'm Tom Hall. It's midday. If you have a question or a comment about the Pratt Library, do you use it? Do you go down there physically in the buildings? Do you check out stuff online? Do you use Hoopla and the other opportunities you have to listen to audiobooks, that kind of thing? Let us know how you use the library and what you think the library should be thinking of moving forward. 410-662-8780, our email midday@wipr.org. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
I'm Al Waller.
I'm Catherine Collinson.
And I'm Mihaela Vince.
In upcoming episodes of Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life, we'll discuss ways to catch up on retirement savings and the importance of self-care. Tune in to WIPR's website and mobile app, all major podcast platforms, and transamericainstitute.org.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WIPR.
And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. If you've just joined us, we're talking about the Enoch Pratt Library. My guests are Heidi Daniel, who is leaving the Pratt after serving as its CEO for the last 7 years. She's headed to Washington State to become the executive director of the King County Library System. And Darcel Graham, a 25-year veteran of the Pratt, who has been appointed the library's interim CEO. To join our conversation, we're at 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wipr.org. So Heidi, having worked in locations around the country, mm-hmm. You're certainly very current with, you know, the trends, the best practices of libraries. And as Darcel and you and I have been talking about, the library means so much more than just a place to check out books. One of the programs that started, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago was a peer counselor program,
right,
addressing addiction and addiction services. You can go to the library and get those kinds of services.
Right.
How do you conceive of these things? How do you decide what are the services you can add? And you know, the what kind of resource should the library of the future be?
Yeah, so our philosophy during the last 7 years that I've been here has been to take a whole person, whole community approach. We see ourselves as a resource for everyone in the community and for the whole person. We know when people are walking in our doors, they're not coming in with just one need generally. Sometimes we're fortunate to have, you know, those traditional users who come in, and then sometimes we're fortunate to have the users who need a little bit more deeper resources. So knowing that we have communities that look different from one another throughout the city of Baltimore, you know, 250 neighborhoods, we've got 22 buildings, we're serving a wide swath of the community. So we've really thought carefully about what the needs are and what people are coming to us with. So, you know, peer recovery isn't in every community, but it's in ones that needed those resources to be accessible to them the most. We have social workers, we have housing navigators, we have peer recovery coaches, peer navigators, we have lawyers, we have, what am I forgetting? We have healthcare, nurses.
Yes.
So, I mean, we look at all of this and we try to provide a space where you come in for a job search on our computers. Very common. very traditional library service. We have computers, you come in, you want to do a job search, you ask for help on the job search. As our library staff start talking to you, they may discover that, oh, also, you're having a hard time finding a job because you're housing insecure, or maybe you're having a hard time finding a job because you can't pass the background check or the drug exam. And so we are able to link into those other services so that we're meeting the whole needs of a person in a way that is a little bit more unified. So rather than saying, like, here's this book, we'll see you later, we say, oh, we can provide resources for you here. And we do it through smart partnerships. So we've been really fortunate to be able to create those partnerships where we're not hiring a nurse necessarily, but we're having nurses come in, they're doing field placement, they're working with the medical schools with the University of Maryland, and we're connecting people to telehealth and telehealth resources. We might work with, Maryland Free Legal Aid for those lawyers. We work with Maryland Peer Advisory Council for our peer recovery specialist. We also know that this kind of work can be like a massive drain on our staff who are providing those more traditional library services. And we don't want that to become something that forces them to burn out, right? When they're meeting this host of needs and resource providing these resources that they're not necessarily trained to provide. So we do these smart partnerships where our librarians can help seamlessly guide a community member to the resource they need through our partners that are there in the building, so we don't lose them at the point of contact. So for us, developing these services is really, as Darcel mentioned earlier, looking to the community. Tell us what you need. It's observation. What is happening in our branches? It's reading incident reports. What are we not well equipped to deal with? And then turning that outward and saying, what if we did provide these services? Who's the right people for us to partner with? What does that look like? How does it impact the staff? Then we might pilot it at a location. After the pilot goes well, we start making those tweaks and we start expanding it to a few more locations.
Heidi Daniels, the outgoing CEO of the Enoch Pratt Library. Darcel Graham is the interim CEO. I'm Tom Hall. I'm just a big fan of the Enoch Pratt Library. I love hanging out down there for all sorts of events. Let's go to Maya, who's on the line from Baltimore. Welcome to Midday with Heidi Daniel and Darcel Graham.
Hoopla. I'm a volunteer tutor with the Dyslexia Tutoring Program. I get ebooks online to tutor my student who is a moderate to low income in a moderate to low-income family. So he gets to read books with me. I help him with the words while we're working online.
That's amazing.
So you make very good use of the services at the library, and you even provide some of those services. Well, thank you for that call, Maya. I appreciate it. And Darcel, there are so many things. When you look at the events calendar for the Enoch Pratt Library, because not just at the Central Library, but all the different branches, you can take classes.
Yes.
When it comes to job placement and job help, you know, the Department of Labor will help you through the process of finding a job. You can learn how to work with Word or Excel or PowerPoint. And these are all offered for free. This is not something that the library was doing 20 years ago, but they're doing it now.
Yes, and it is the true meaning of a community hub, right? Providing the services, access to the resources that the community wants and needs. I think we figured out a long time ago, as librarians, we're not expert in everything, but we can work with experts to provide the community access to those resources.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, there's an author named Etta Fields Black, and she's written a book called Combi, or maybe her name, excuse me, Etta Fields, and the book is called Black Combi, and it's about Harriet Tubman. She's giving a talk about her book about Harriet Tubman, but then there are also, and that's at the Central Library, but there's all sorts of stuff going on at other places as well. Heidi Daniel, during your tenure in the last couple of years, the staff at the Pratt unionized. Mm-hmm. How has that changed things? What's the effect of that been?
We're still in the middle of our collective bargaining agreement process, so can't say a lot, but I think, you know, we recognized that was a trend nationally, that it's a statewide trend, and respected our staff's desire to unionize, and they voted and unioned, and now we're in collective bargaining.
Yeah,
so
a lot of arts organizations doing that. The Walters Art Museum, the Baltimore Museum of Art. I mean, they had not been unionized in the past.
Right.
Even some of the stores like Starbucks and Apple's.
Right.
I mean, places that hadn't been unionized are now unionized, and the Pratt is one of those. When you, Darcelle, are going to work with the board in identifying a new person to be the new CEO, what qualities are you looking for? Who's the perfect person to succeed Heidi Daniel as the next for the next chapter in the Pratt's story?
So personally, and hopefully I speak for the staff and with the board, and knowing that we need somebody that's a strong library advocate, somebody that can successfully have conversations and really drive the mission of the library, not only locally, but statewide and nationwide. Secondly, I would say somebody that has a heart and a love for a city like Baltimore, a city that has many communities, a city that is very diverse, and a city with a lot of hope. Yeah. So somebody that has the desire to add value to this organization, but also to Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Heidi Daniel, I know it's, I'm sure it's a somewhat bittersweet time to be leaving, people that you've, worked closely with. Are there things that you wish you had been able to accomplish that you weren't able to check off the list?
Oh, so many. So many things. I think what's great is every director or CEO coming into library systems, you get a whole host of benefits that the last person left you and a whole host of challenges that the last person left you. And that's just the way it is, right? None of us can address all of the things because we're hopefully a living, breathing organization that's constantly responding to what's happening around it. So there are so many things that I wish I had a chance to do. All of the projects that I mentioned early on that are about to launch, I wish I was here to see them happen. It's going to be amazing. We've had incredible support from our state legislatures and lawmakers, and I just wanted to give them a shout out here as one of the things that I'm really enjoyed over my last 7 years is just how incredible and supportive that the state lawmakers have been towards the PrEP. We Park Heights, we talked about that. That's $5 million of that funding came from the state, really advocated for by our local delegation. Right now we have some bills in front of the House and Senate that we've been very fortunate to have our local delegation push for. So, I wish I was going to be here to see many of these things come to completion, but I just am leaving with an overwhelming sense of gratitude for having been here for 7 years. I think Baltimore is such an incredible city. It's such an incredible place. I've grown to love it. And it's hard to leave when you've developed a team. I think one of the things I'm proudest of is just the team I've put together at the Pratt. And I know that they're going to really welcome and move the next CEO forward. And I'm just going to miss working with them. But the community has been nothing less than a joy to me to get to know. And I feel very fortunate that even though I was an outsider, I was welcomed very much in Baltimore and always felt at home here.
Yeah, and you followed a real superstar in the library world.
Absolutely.
Carla Hayden, who went on to become and is still the head of the Library of Congress.
Right.
So Darcelle Graham, as we finish up, in terms of being a community hub, in terms of being a place that the community assembles, uses, makes use of all the different programs. Post-COVID, circulation is up, but are actual people in the buildings of the library, is that up as well, or are people still nervous about congregating?
They have returned in huge numbers. And as the library, as you know, Tom, being the last place for civic discourse, we're open to everyone. Everyone is welcome. We have very inviting spaces as well as great resources. So just like the circulation, attendance is also up.
And that's good to hear. And I'm so glad you mentioned hope for our city and for and the way that the Pratt Library can contribute to that hope. And Heidi, you have made a terrific contribution
to
moving the city forward and moving the library system forward. So best wishes to you out on the left coast.
Thanks. It's the only part of the country I haven't lived in. I'm super excited.
Another new adventure. Okay. Heidi Daniel will become the executive director of the King County Library System in Washington State next month. Darcelle Graham is the interim CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. And that's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, a conversation about Russian dissidents and how they are affecting the political situation in Russia. Alexei Navalny, whose death was announced by Russian authorities last week, was one of many opposition leaders advocating for the removal of Vladimir Putin from outside of Russia. Paul Starobin, a former Moscow bureau chief for Businessweek, will join me tomorrow to talk about his new book, Putin's Exiles, Their Fight for a Better Russia. Here and Now is up next after news at the top of the hour, so stick around for that. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're listening to Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.